I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Connecticut craft beer brewers are concerned that the recent merger of the two largest beer makers in the world could make it harder to get the ingredients they need to brew their batches. But they might be able to turn to another growing local industry to get what they need. New England Brewing Company's Robert Leonard has been brewing local favorites Sea Hag and Gandibot, now called G-Bot, for decades. But the recent merger of Anheuser-Busch InBev and SAB Miller could put a strain on the availability of hops, a key ingredient for beer, especially for lovers of the popular IPA style.
And if something does happen in these next couple of years, and we can't make Sea Hag, we can't make Gandibot, that's a big concern.
Jeff Browning, owner of Brewport Brewing in Bridgeport, says that getting hops has already been a problem, and it could get worse with the merger.
Well, there's a big problem with American brewers like myself getting Centennial hops for a couple of years because of it.
But there could be a local solution. Both Leonard and Browning recently joined other Connecticut brewers at a farm called Pioneer Hops of Connecticut to meet with Senator Richard Blumenthal to talk about this mega merger and its potential impact on local brewers.
And up till now, they've had to rely upon hops primarily from the Pacific Northwest.
That's hop grower James Shepherd, owner of Smokedown Farms in Sharon.
We represent an effort to bring hop production locally to local brewers and make it a sustainable industry in Connecticut.
The craft beer industry in Connecticut is booming. Nearly 130,000 barrels were produced in the state last year, according to the Brewers Association. Over 40 microbreweries are currently in operation here, and there are plans underway to open up another 34 in the coming years. As hop farms continue to pop up, some brewers are confident that local hops could supply the demand, which would help the local industry stay immune from some of the effects of the mega merger. David DeRoche, WNPR News.